Hi, Royals fans. This is J.J. Piccolo. The University of Kansas Health System is the official health care provider of the Kansas City Royals. Get the major league care you deserve at kansashealthsystem.com/royals.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Buchanan with Jake Gutierrez. And right now we're joined by Adam Kaplan, our NFL insider. Adam, I always tell people this is one of the very best segments anyone can hear on the radio station. But don't do too well, because if you're rolling along and performing a great segment, Kevin Cash will come in and stop the segment in the middle of it before he can finish. And so I don't want that to happen. So don't be too good out here today,
Adam. I'll try not to tell you how good the Chiefs were and
right.
And how great their schedule is coming up. It's just remarkable. I mean, what a performance, guys. Good to talk to you. What a performance last week in the snow. In the snow, I enjoyed that in Denver. And what a time to have Le'Veon Bell on your roster.
That's right. And something that we have been excited about the past couple of weeks, not only the Chiefs are winning, but they're winning in different ways. You saw a dominant rushing attack against the Bills. And then you saw just a complete performance where the offense, defense, and special teams all scored on Sunday in the snow in Denver, and you didn't need the heroics of Patrick Mahomes, although he's still really, really, really good, even in games like that. But this is, boy, if you're a Chiefs fan, you got to love this, because they're showing they could play any style of football and beat you at your own game.
Yeah, and this is why, you know, when we were talking about Bell last week, you know, why this happened, you know, not only did I hear that they wanted an upgrade over Darrell Williams, you really want a running back with size like Bell for colder weather. Now, who knew that it was going to snow that early in the week, but it did. And with the conditions as they were, you're not going to be able to throw the ball like they'd like to. And you know, you mentioned the Buffalo game. That game, it was rainy, it was misty in Buffalo. Andy Reid set a personal record of 46 run attempts. That's not really what we get out of Andy. But he's showing that he's got that in his arsenal to do that. And you know, another good sign for them is, you know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire looked so good running the ball. They didn't need him to run a lot because they were blowing them out. It was from the beginning to end, they were going to blow out Denver. But he looked really good. They got Bell in there. You know, things were going so well. DeAndre Washington got in. Chad Henne got in. I mean, it was just a dominant performance. And I do want to mention, yes, Byron Pringle, that return was scintillating. I mean, it was incredible. You know, that's yet another area where you go, wow, if they're getting this done, in this kind of weather, you got to feel really good as the weather turns colder as we turn to November next week.
And you referenced the schedule coming up as well. I mean, what are the Chiefs going to make it look kind of boring like this for the next few weeks, in your opinion?
Well, let's start with this Sunday's game at home against the Jets. The Jets have the worst time in possession for any offense in the National Football League. They are awful. They have no offense. The Chiefs' defense has actually really improved this season, there's no doubt. They've had a couple hiccups, obviously against Las Vegas, but overall their defense is playing pretty well. So that'll be dominant. Then they also, the next week, they play against the improved Panthers, will come into Kansas City. The Panthers, though, they're sort of in evaluation mode. This is a new coaching staff. They've shown, though, that they can play well on the road, but that's a game they clearly should win. And then they're at the Raiders, where they'll want revenge. Now, where it gets tough, the only real tough games that I see on the schedule are Week 12 at Tampa. The Bucs, by the way, there was no NFC team playing better than the Bucs. Devin White was their linebacker was incredible last week. He was named as the NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Then Week 15 at the Saints, who are playing better. Their defense has improved. But those are the only, where I'd say, tough games. The rest of the schedule, they'll see Tua in Week 14 at Miami. That'll be a fun game. The Chargers, you never know what you're going to get from them in Week 17, but they are certainly competitive. But somehow, some way, this turned out to be a pretty favorable schedule in the second half.
We have Adam Kaplan on the line. And, Adam, I saw you tweet out part of this, but the AFC has just given their weekly awards. And the Offensive Player of the Week, Baker Mayfield. Defensive Player of the Week is Jerry Hughes of the Bills. But Special Teams Player of the Week, congratulations to Byron Pringle on winning that award officially, AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. And you know what? Baker Mayfield gets crushed all the time, so it's good to see him get a little bit of love there for his terrific second-half performance against the Bengals. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about this matchup with the Jets. And man, I don't. Boy, Adam Gase, huh? I can you try to put into perspective what a disaster this has been? And I know you gave us some numbers there about time of possession, but this. How does Adam Gase, how is he still employed right now by the New York Jets football team?
You know, I've been asked this before, but I do know ownership. I'm told by a Jets source that ownership really likes him. It may save him from being removed before the end of the season. We'll see what happens. But this is an historically bad offense. It's just embarrassing how bad they've been. Yeah, sure, Sam Darnold got hurt. We know that. He hurt his shoulder. He missed some time. They cannot run the ball to save their life. They get behind. They have absolutely no pass rush. You know, this is why Joe Douglas, their general manager, got a 6-year deal, because he had a 3-year turnaround. It's going to take 3 years to dig out of this. They just don't have a lot of talent. Some of the draft picks got hurt. Denzel Mims, who they really like out of Baylor, he missed significant playing time due to injuries to both hamstrings. Mekhi Becton, their left tackle, first-round pick, he missed time due to a shoulder injury. So that's really hurt them. They took over a bad roster, and this is a dig out here. The Chiefs could do anything. You know, when you see a point spread, I don't really look at that stuff usually, but when you see a point spread as high as it is, Vegas is telling you that how big of a blowout that should be. I would fully expect to see most of the backups in the fourth quarter. This should be an absolute laugher. I don't know how the world the Jets are going to score unless it's off of a turnover. And it's not like Mahomes is a turnover machine, so this should be a blowout. And by the way, the Jets are making calls. Usually, Joe Douglas is the guy who just listens, is not aggressive at trading players. But I'm told he's making calls, he's receiving calls, and the Texans and the Jets, and maybe a couple other teams, are the teams that could be active by the Tuesday deadline. They're just an awful team. It's a shame that the Chiefs aren't going to get a better opponent this weekend.
So we were actually discussing whether or not, because you talk about all these horrible things that are going on with the Jets, and rightfully so, we saw Le'Veon Bell have one carry in his entire career for the Jets that went for 16 yards, while he's already had two for the Chiefs, such carries in one game.
Unbelievable.
So
unbelievable.
How do we judge Sam Darnold? I mean, is it fair to even make any conclusions on him as a quarterback, considering everything that he's dealing with?
Well, here's the thing with Darnold. He did not play well before his shoulder injury. Now, remember here, this front office, this coaching staff was not here when he was drafted. So there's no allegiance to this player, and it's not a lock that they're going to have the first pick overall, but there's a high probability of it. Trevor Lawrence has not decided yet whether he's going to leave school. He had said recently that it was most likely going to do it. Now he said this week he's not sure. So if they have the first pick overall, here's the thing complicating it. The fifth-year option for Darnold is due right after the draft, so they're going to have to make a decision on Darnold. They're going to have to know whether he's going to be the future quarterback for this football team during April leading up to the draft, and that's just something So here's the thing. He's going to have to show that he should be the guy of the future, and when you have a front office that didn't draft the player, there's no allegiance to him, and that's just kind of where it is now with Sam Darnold.
All right, Adam Kaplan, I know you mentioned, before I get a couple of predictions on scores, I know you mentioned some teams that might be interested in dealing. I know the Chiefs still have just under $6 million of available cap space. They did their shopping
that's
with
20.
Le'Veon Bell.
Right.
Do you expect the Chiefs to make any moves, acquire any more players before the deadline?
Yeah, so here, it's funny you bring that up. So I was talking to a team last night. We were going over some of the AFC teams, and we talked about the Chiefs. This personnel guy identified the Chiefs' needs on offense, really, at guard. We know about the injuries they've had there. They could use a guard/center, but center, they at least have enough guys there. Daniel Kilgore, by the way, this guy was a starter, a pretty good starter for years with the 49ers. He's maybe not the same player, but the guy could start. So, guard certainly where, Mike Remmers what I'm told is Mike Remmers is probably a better right tackle than guard. He could play either, obviously. But, you saw him filling in for Mitchell Schwartz with Schwartz's back injury. But guard is, I'm told, from this personnel guy, when he looked at the Chiefs, he thinks that's probably a need for them. And then with Taco Charlton's injury, they certainly could use one more defensive end. Overall, look, their biggest need, we talked about this actually a couple weeks ago, the Chiefs' biggest need on the football team was a number two running back. They needed an answer if Clyde Edwards-Helaire were to suffer an injury. They needed somebody they could believe in who could handle the load. And I'll tell you what, Bell, You know, Andy Reid, true to his word, said he would have a limited role. He had 17 snaps. He did a good job. And one thing I do want to mention with Bell is he has a very unique running style. It may take this off him a little bit of time to sync up with his offensive line. But what you love is that when that weather turns cold, as we said earlier here, he's a guy you could turn to. If you need him to close the game, that's another term that coaches use. Is he could be their closer. And he also is certainly going to help them in short yardage and goal line on third down. I would not evaluate him in those roles in this game because there's no opportunity to do that. And probably there won't be one against the Jets, more than likely. But Bell is going to help them. That was an absolutely outstanding signing. I'm pretty pumped to see how he's going to do here with the Chiefs.
All right, let's get into some predictions for some of the more compelling games of the weekend. Obviously, the marquee game, Steelers at Ravens. What happens here, Adam?
Yeah, it's another great game. That's certainly the game of the week. This is the toughest. It's one of the toughest calls that I've had to make when looking at games. The thing that I love about the Steelers is they play well on the road. They play well at home. The Ravens' offense, folks, has not looked particularly sharp. They're not running the ball all that well. Mark Ingram, their starting running back, is very questionable with an ankle injury. I'm going to pick the Steelers here. They almost blew that huge lead against the Titans last week. But I'm going to pick the Steelers, who I think right now are the better football team.
Well, one of the games that we're going to be watching as well is the Browns and Raiders. That Browns team, all of a sudden, Baker Mayfield, as Steven said, the reigning offensive player of the week. What do you think of that matchup?
Yeah, it is a little surprising. I don't think the Browns are as good as the record of 5-2, but they could score. Their tight ends are really getting it done. They have a really good tight end group. Their offensive line is playing great. They're running the ball really well. They hope to get Nick Chubb back after their bye with his MCL sprain. Their run game has not been the same without him. But you know the thing is, though, their defense creates a lot of turnovers, but they give up a lot of big plays. They give up a lot of production. I'm going to pick the Raiders to pull off a small upset here. I just think that great win that they had at the Chiefs, I think that they've shown that they can win on the road and they could score. And this is a tough game here, but I'm going to pick the Raiders to win.
I know it's very early. It's still the first half of the season, but it almost feels like the Patriots, if they have any hopes of catching the Bills, they need to make a stand here and win this football game. They're 2-4. Bills are 5-2. Patriots look bad the past couple of weeks. This game is in Buffalo, and so what about Patriots at Bills? Is this finally going to be the passing of the torch to the new division champion?
Yeah, well, look, I picked the Bills to win the division. It's the first time I've probably done that in 20 years, and I feel still strongly about it despite how they've fallen off the last couple of weeks. They barely beat the Jets last week. They didn't play well at all. And look, Cam Newton's struggling. It's been hard to watch him. They pulled him because they were getting blown out. They're not the same team. They lack the ability to make explosive plays. Cam Newton has not been accurate as a quarterback. It's interesting because he got off to a good start with them, but he's really faded and he's struggling. You could tell there's very little time between he and his receivers, and their defenses, they're not playing good football on defense. Their run defense is horrendous right now, so they're a bad football team. And first time in every year when people are against Belichick and Brady, I was the one who stood up for him. Not anymore. They're just not a very good football team.
Wow, how much does that surprise you?
Well, I thought they'd be 8-9-7. They still have an opportunity to do that, but their defense is not getting the turnovers. Last year, they were a big-time turnover machine on defense. They were forcing them. They're not this season. The opt-outs of Patrick Chung, their safety, and Dante Hightower, their best linebacker, certainly hurt them. And they just have a lack of playmakers. This is where Belichick has got to do a better job to get better receivers, and they drafted two tight ends are just not ready to be impact players, so this is an offseason project for Belichick. They've got to start flipping the roster a little bit.
All right, what's the score going to be of the Chiefs and Jets? I have a very anxious producer that would like a specific score, Adam Kaplan.
30-3, your Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah. Whoa. I'll sign up for that.
Boy, that's in a sweet spot. You told him what he wanted to hear. Adam, thank you so much for the time, as always. We will talk to you next week, my man.
Sounds good.
Adam Kaplan. Follow him on Twitter, Kaplan NFL. Boy, there's a lot. Everything is pointing in your direction, Jake. Does that make you feel a little bit uneasy that it seems like it's such a no-brainer and everyone's agreeing with you, or does this make you want to go even heavier on this very lucrative opportunity?
I'm very hesitant. I do not like all the blowout numbers.
No, you don't.
I don't like. I'd rather hear. Oh, you know what?
Predicted a field goal from the Jets.
Right.
Well, that's it. A lone solitary field goal.
Okay. Can I tell you guys something again? I don't know if you remember this, but they gained 4 yards in the second half of their last game. Four.
I love
in 5 possessions, and they had an interception.
Hey, they went forward. Positive yards.
4.
I just like the concept. I don't even care what point in the game it happens that the Jets are going to line up for a field goal. You know, that's going to get us where we need to go against this Chiefs team. This field goal right here. And they probably are. Like, I don't disagree with the prediction. I just love the concept of it. You know, Jets down 21. Oh, man, let's go. Field goal unit. Get on out there.
I need a real smart-ass New York reporter to ask Adam Gase, like, so the 4 yards that you guys gained, which one was your favorite?
Yard? Enough time. Could you break down each yard you picked up in the second half for us?
Right. But, you know, this is going to be good for us. This is going to be like a coaching tutorial because Big Red, oh, doggone it, you didn't know how to use this running back? Let me show you. Seriously, pummeled. Let me show you all the correct ways you could utilize Le'Veon Bell.
Pummeled.
Since you had no idea how to.
That's how we roll.
That's right. That's how we roll here. Back after this on WHB.